begin our khutbah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله كثيرا الحمد لله على كل حال الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون يا ايها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحده وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We began by seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, especially merciful. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which we ask for Allah's assistance in all of our affairs. We ask that Allah protect us from the burden of our evil deeds. We ask that Allah azza wa jal protect us from the evil that resides within us. We know that whomever Allah guides, no one can lead astray, and whomsoever Allah leads astray or allows to be led astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is only one God worthy of being worshipped, and of course is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and his noble servant. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the privilege of being here today for Salatul Eid, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to have the will and the ability to be here together. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we know that others perhaps were given the will to be here, but not the ability. There are some people still sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to wake up and come here together. We know that others were given the ability, but they don't have the will. So we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for giving us the will to be here, the determination to get our families up, pray with our families, and come here for Salatul Eid, for this very beautiful occasion. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to live during this day and time when there's a lot of turmoil going on through this in this day and time. That means there's a lot of struggle that has to be endured. And you know, those who are patient and endure struggle with patience, they get barakah, they get the reward. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to live even during this particular time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions, أَعْضَمُ الْأَيَّامِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ النَّحْرِ, that the greatest of all days is the day of sacrifice. The greatest of all days is the day of sacrifice. And perhaps we may not know it, but this particular day is a very beautiful day. And it's a great opportunity for us to continue to build upon community. This is a day in which we also commemorate the struggle of our father, the struggle of an individual. Of an individual. Within this individual, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called, says that kana ummah, he was an ummah. He had the qualities that we should look at and we should try to model. the qualities in one person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَنِئْتَبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He says, follow the religion, follow the way, the path of Ibrahim. Of Ibrahim. He was not of the polytheists. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him. As we mentioned, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً. That he was an ummah, that he was a community. A community of excellent qualities within one heart. Within one heart. And Allah qanita lillahi hanifa, that he was devoutly obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was a monotheist. He epitomized what it meant to be a monotheist, worshipping only one God. Wa lam yakun min al-mushrikeen, and he was not of the polytheists. He was not of the polytheists. Wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa, Ibrahim, he fulfilled all that he was commanded, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. Sadiq al-Nabiyya, that he was sincere. He was sincere and he was the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these qualities in one individual. The first quality that I want to note for all of us is that first of all, Ibrahim came with something to the table. He didn't come empty-handed. For him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the greatest asset, and perhaps the greatest asset that we can have as individuals and also as a community. إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, that he came to Allah with a sound heart. A sound heart. Perhaps he didn't have $1 million. He didn't have whatever people possess, but he had a sound heart. A sound heart. He had the quality that we need as a community, this quality of shaja'a, which is courage. To live in this day and time, you have to be courageous. You cannot be afraid to say, I'm Muslim in this particular day and time. And this is what we learn from Ibrahim, who he stood up to his father, Azar. Azar, if we want to know something about Azar, one of the reports is that he not only worshipped idols, but this was his business. This was his business. And here Ibrahim has the courage to stand up to his father. لِمَا تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. My father, my dear father, why do you worship something that can't hear? Why do you worship something that can't see and cannot benefit you at all? Imagine this, you get in the way of a man's money. He was a seller of idols, he manufactured idols, and you get in the way of his money, you're trying to ruin the economy of that particular day and age. This is Ibrahim alayhi salam having the courage to stand up. As a community moving forward, we can't move forward unless we have the courage to stand up with truth. Telling his father, Ya Abati, La ta'budi shaytan. Don't worship shaytan. He is rebellious. Asliya. He is rebellious to the most merciful. Telling him now, he's equating. This is ideological warfare. This is ideological warfare. Using ideas to ruin other ideas. Now he's linking worshiping idols with shaytan, with Satan, with shaytan. He's linking the two. Telling his father, don't worship these idols. Don't worship shaitan. Don't follow in the footsteps of shaitan. And what did his father say? His father said, wahjurni, you better get away from me or I'm going to stone you. Or I'm going to stone you if you don't get out of my face. And what was Ibrahim's response? Salamun alayk, peace be upon you, father. Sa'astaghfiru laka rabbi, I'm going to ask forgiveness for you. I'm going to ask forgiveness for you. He says, for my Lord is to me hafiyya, he's the most gracious. As we learn, Ibrahim had courage. not afraid to say that he's Muslim. The day and time that we are living in, hearing all the rhetoric about being Muslim in our job places, our places of work, out in public, we have to have courage for this particular day and time. This particular day and time, if you're weak, it's going to be very difficult for you. We have to step out with courage and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord and Creator. He controls everything. Have courage like Ibrahim. Ibrahim, his people, went away to a festival in Eid. He told his people, "Inni saqim, I am sick." Perhaps they thought he was physically sick. No, he said, "Inni saqim, I'm sick. I'm sick and tired of you all worshiping these idols. Sick and tired of you all worshiping these idols." His people gone, he began to question these idols. He says, "Ala ta'kulun, why don't you eat?" You see, the people weren't thinking during that particular time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran that there are those who don't think and use their intellect. They will be from Ashab al-Sa'ir. They will be from the people of the fire. We have to use our intellect and cause other people to begin to think. This is an ideological revolution that Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he waged against his people of that particular time. So what did he do? All the idols lined up. He took an axe and some say a hammer and he smashed the idols and he left one. He left the biggest one. He left the biggest one. The people came back saying, "What happened to our idols?" He says, ask them, knowing that they can't respond. Then why would you worship something that can't respond, that can't defend them their own selves? This is changing the mindset of the people. And this, as Muslims, we have to be individuals who are not afraid to practice what we believe in. Not afraid to share our ideas with other people. Because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the day, he has our backs. In the situation of Ibrahim, as mentioned in the Quran, قَالُوا بَنُوا لَهُ بُنْيَانًا فَعَلْقُوهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ. His people said, "Throw him in the fire. Throw him in the fire. Build a structure and throw him in the fire for this offense that he's committed." And he was catapulted into the fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the fire, كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَهِيمِ. Be cool and safe upon Ibrahim. And you see how this works when you step out with courage and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to cool down whatever fire overtakes you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of trials. He's the creator of fire. So we have to have utmost trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anything that we are going through. This quality of courage. Ibrahim, upon having to leave his people, escaping safely from the fire. This is a journey that as a community we can learn from. Him encountering a king, an arrogant king, a very arrogant king. And Ibrahim, again, using his ideas, using truth to knock the brains out of falsehood, telling Namrud, or King Nimrod, as many of us know him as. This king telling him, "My Lord causes life, he brings death." And Namrud very arrogantly, he says, "No, I cause life. Ana uhyi wa umeet. I cause life and bring death." So he brought someone forward and he killed him. He said, "See, I cause life. I bring death. I allow people to live. I control life and death." Now Ibrahim, again using an idea for him, he said, "Well, my Lord causes the sun to rise from the east and set in the west. Can you cause the sun to rise from the west and set in the east?" Can't do nothing about that. Can't bring no one forward to do anything about that. Again, using ideas, not destroying anything, but building up people's ability to think for themselves. We don't have to go around destroying anything, but we have the ideas that appeal to the intellect in our deen. Having courage to stand up to people, but not being overbearing upon people where you think you have to physically allow them to know, but using ideas. And this is the example. This is the courage of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We have also Ibrahim in a situation where he had several dreams. This is not just one dream. And we know that the dreams of the Anbiya are truth. They're truth. He had several dreams. As many of the commentators of Quran says, some say he has had three dreams of him killing his own son and having to go to his own son. And his son telling him, if'al ma tu'mar, do as you are commanded. Imagine telling your son or your child that you have to slaughter them, you have to kill them. And them saying, do as you are commanded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Ibrahim to leave his father, who worshipped idols. And he gave him a son to tell him, be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, sometimes you have to make hijrah from your people. When your people are doing the wrong thing. For young people, sometimes you have to get away from some of your friends who are doing the wrong thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always gives you better company. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Ibrahim a son who was Halim, who had forbearance. And also he gave him another son who was Alim, who was wise, who had knowledge, who had ilm. As Allah mentioned in the Quran, replacing company that he had to escape from, and always putting him in the company of better people. Another lesson for us as individuals, as a community. And it wasn't till, and this is perhaps a secret for us, the secret to success. Of course, we have courage, the courage, Shaja'a of Ibrahim. Another lesson, being ta'a, the obedience of Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding Ibrahim to go slaughter your son, to go slaughter his son, and him being utmost obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then also Islam, being able to surrender, to submit our will. This is the secret of life. You have to be courageous to submit your will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it wasn't until, as Allah mentions in the Quran, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ, as Ibrahim and his son Ismail, they both submitted. They submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the secret of life. If we can't submit, it's very difficult for us to be successful in this particular life. As Ibrahim, his son, face down, he couldn't bear looking at his son while he slaughters him. They both submitted, and his son's face was face down, and he proceeded to take his life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you passed the test. The test, the way we pass this test, are we able to submit in this particular life our will, our desires to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be courageous, brothers and sisters. Be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will never steer you wrong. But also have the ability to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدِّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْوَهَّابُ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَن لَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, the beautiful journey of Ibrahim. And towards the end of his journey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we tried you with commands. We told you do this, and you did it. We told you leave your wife, Hajar, and your son. And by the way, for Hajj, stepping in the footsteps of a little African woman, men, we don't care how tall you are, how short you are, what size you are, you have to step in the footsteps of Hajar. This is Ibrahim leaving his family in this desert alone, being told to slaughter his son. He passed his test, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a gift for him. And this particular gift, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, we're going to make you imam linnas. We're going to make you an imam of the people. Some may say, well, what type of gift is that? An imam of the people. But this is a very prestigious status, being a leader of the people. And Ibrahim wasn't satisfied with that. He wanted more. He wanted a little more. He says, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. What about the generations that followed? What about my children and my children's children? Brothers and sisters, Ibrahim was always concerned about the generation who comes next. Always concerned. And I'm saying, as a community, we have to follow in the footsteps of Ibrahim and be concerned about leaving a legacy to those who come next. We have young children. As we see our young children, they're in a day and time when things are constantly upgrading. Things are moving very fast. 1 month you have the iPhone 1, then next month iPhone 2, 3, 4, 5. Things are moving fast. If the community doesn't progress, then the youth will get bored with the community. And it's very difficult to leave something behind. It's very difficult to leave a legacy behind if we're not trying to grow as a community. You see, we have this property back here. If we don't progress and move forward and purchase this property and not stop there, but then purchase another property and move forward and progress as the world is moving fast, we will be left behind as a community. Imagine using a 286 computer in the time of the i5 and the i6. We will be left behind. We have an obligation as Muslims to move this community forward. We have a property right here that we have to move forward. Inshallah ta'ala, and we're going to do it. This is a beautiful day and time. Have courage as Muslims. Be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Submit your will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And leave a legacy behind for your children to inherit, for your children's children to inherit, for your children's children's children to inherit. And I have one last request for this particular day. This is Salatul Eid. Have fun and enjoy yourselves. It is a very beautiful time. Build community. This is a time when we have to strengthen the bonds of community. Smile. Make sure that your salam is authentic. Don't just say, assalamu alaikum. Have a big smile, assalamu alaikum. And make sure that it's authentic, that it's coming from the heart. First of all, you're mentioning assalam, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are mentioning assalam, the name of Allah, you shouldn't have any rancor in your heart. And you should sincerely want peace for that individual. Build community, strengthen the bonds of community. This is a very beautiful day. Negativity should not sway us on this particular day from having a good time with one another. Brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, it's always a privilege for me to come home. And this is my home always. This is always my home. Build community. That's what it's about. Don't get left behind. You all have a beautiful opportunity. But we have to follow the millah of Ibrahim. وَجَاهَدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ هُوَ سَبَاكُمْ. Allah mentions that strive with your utmost ability to strive. You were chosen for this. We were chosen for this. We were chosen to move this community forth millata abikum Ibrahim. And this is the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is the religion, this is the path of Ibrahim. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma ighfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina wa saghirina wa kabirina wa dhakarina wa unthana. Inna Allaha ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha wal munkari wal baghi yadhkum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala nabiy. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun. والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم.